Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into web design. You shared Jim Clennon's article, Simple and Highly Effective Web Design Tips. You were looking to kind of get beyond just how things look and understand what makes a website work.
Exactly. It's about effectiveness, not just aesthetics.
So our goal here is to pull out the really practical, actionable advice from Clennon's piece, stuff you can use to make a website that, you know, actually performs well.
Right. And what I like about Clennon's approach is how it's grounded in user behavior, real insights into how people use the web, not just design trends.
Okay, let's jump right in then. First up, speed. Seems obvious, but why is it so fundamental, according to Clennon?
Well, think about your own experience online. How long do you wait for a slow page?
Not long. Seconds, maybe, if that.
Precisely. Clennon emphasizes those first moments are absolutely critical. Users, like, they expect pages to load in under 2 seconds, maybe even less now.
Wow, 2 seconds.
Yeah, and every second you add beyond that, the chance someone just leaves, it shoots way up. It's not just impatience, it's about respecting their time. He suggests, you know, using tools to check speed, optimizing images, basic stuff, but crucial.
It makes total sense. Nobody likes waiting. Okay, next he talks about above the fold. What's the key takeaway there?
It's all about that immediate first compression, the stuff you see without scrolling. That has to grab you instantly.
Okay.
Clennon says put your clear call to action, engaging media, strong headlines right there. Think of it like your website's hook. You've got like a tiny window to show what's important and make them want to see more.
Got it. Make that first view really count. Hmm. Then he mentions Hicks' Law, less is more. How does that apply?
Yeah, Hicks' Law. It's fascinating, actually. It basically says the more choices you give someone, the longer it takes them to decide.
Right.
So on a website, too many buttons, too many links, too many options, it can just, well, overwhelm people. They freeze up. Decision fatigue.
And end up doing nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So simplifying navigation, focusing choices, it can really boost engagement. Less really is more sometimes.
Okay, so avoid overwhelming users. He also brings up KISS, keep it simple, stupid, and this idea that people prefer scrolling.
Yeah, it builds on that simplicity idea. Users, especially on mobile, right? They often prefer scrolling down one long, well-organized page about a single topic. Rather than clicking through like 5 different short pages, it's smoother, less friction. Think about how you browse social media feeds endless scrolling. It feels natural.
That's a really good point, especially with mobile habits. Okay, what about strategic highlighting? How do we use that effectively?
This is about subtly guiding the eye, you know, without being obnoxious.
Right.
Clennon suggests using visual cues, like maybe a picture of someone looking towards an important form field, or even just a simple arrow pointing to a buy now button. It directs attention without being like a flashing banner.
Clever, little nudges. And then real photos. Why is authenticity so important here?
Ah, trust. It really boils down to trust. Generic stock photos. Everyone knows their stock photos.
They can feel a bit cold.
Exactly. But using genuine professional-looking photos of your actual team or your real customers, that creates a connection. It feels human, authentic. People respond to that.
Makes sense. Builds credibility. And finally, he talks about social proof. How does that work?
Social proof is huge. Testimonials, customer reviews, case studies, even just showing logos of companies you've worked with.
Okay.
When visitors see that other people trust you, that others have had good experiences, it makes them much more likely to trust you too. Clennon mentions, like, being highly ranked by visitors, that's direct positive feedback acting as powerful proof.
Right, validates your claims. Okay, so let's recap quickly. We've hit on speed being non-negotiable, making that above-the-fold content really strong, simplifying choices, using Hicks' Law, embracing scrolling over, clicking.
Keeping simple,
using subtle visual cues for highlighting, the power of real photos for authenticity, and leveraging social proof-like testimonials.
That's a good summary. Lots of actionable stuff there.
So, thinking about all this, maybe consider, for your own projects, are you giving users too many options? Are you accidentally creating that decision fatigue? Or where could you maybe add some real photos, some genuine testimonials to build that trust? What single thing from today feels like the most immediate thing you could apply?
For me, I think it's probably the above-the-fold concept combined with speed. Making sure that initial impact is fast and compelling. That first impression matters so much.
Definitely. It sets the stage for everything else.
Okay, great discussion.
Yeah, definitely useful stuff. And here's maybe a final thought to leave with. In this super crowded digital space, you know, where everyone's fighting for attention, clarity and simplicity aren't just nice-to-haves in web design. They're actually a sign of respect for your audience's time and focus.
Well said. Respecting the user. That's a powerful way to frame it.